18. Tariana. That was tense. Rain soaked her within an instant of stepping out of the tent, water filling her boots as she followed Servius through the camp, which resembled a giant mud puddle.
The wet is making everyone cranky.
Undoubtedly true, but that wasn't the source of the tension she'd witnessed in Marcus's tent. She'd seen them argue with one another before, but they'd always given off the sense of being unified, their arguments directed toward achieving a common purpose. Whereas what she'd seen in there was anything but unified. Thought you lot were used to discomfort.
We are.
They passed a pair of young men shouting at each other, both their chests tattooed with a 37. They silenced when Servius cast them a dark glare, but it picked right back up again. And it wasn't just them. The half of the camp occupied by the 37th felt sullen and on edge, whereas the 41st seemed business as usual. Groups not on duty congregating under tarps while they ate, banter and laughter drifting into her ears. The 37th had taken more casualties, partially because they alone had participated in the battle with the mercenary army, but also because the older, more experienced legion had undertaken the more dangerous positions during the siege of Aracom. Except she'd witnessed their grief, and this was something else. It's not the rain, Servius. What's wrong with everyone? Her big friend scrubbed a hand through his dark hair, sending droplets flying.
When the top dogs quarrel, it affects the whole pack. I have to hand it to you, Tariana. If your goal was to fracture this legion, you've done a mighty fine job of it.
You know that's not what I want. The words came out in a rush. And on their heels, she reminded herself that only last night she'd been visited by a Gamdeshian spy. But while playing with relationships and jealousies might be the way some people created trouble, that wasn't who she was. She had her limits when it came to deception.
So you say.
I didn't plan for any of this to happen.
Sure.
Tentatively, she asked, did Felix get angry about the other girls? Because undoubtedly there had been others in Marcus's bed before her.
No reason to.
Servius's voice was clipped.
Was always professionals and never the same girl twice, as it should be for any man in service to the Empire.
She flinched, realizing that Servius was angry at her. It's over anyway. He says he can't trust me. Never mind that she'd woken last night, wrapped in his arms. His heart beat a steady thud against her back, his breath warm against her ear. Never mind that she'd been a twist of desire and anguish, unsure of whether to wake him with hungry kisses or to extricate herself and weep into her pillow. She'd gotten her answer when he'd woken, horror that had nothing to do with the leaking tent apparent in his eyes.
Bullshit.
Sliding to a stop, Servius loomed over her, his usual good humor absent from his face.
It's not over, at least not for him.
Her heart skipped, emotion making her stomach flip.
I want to give you the benefit of the doubt and believe that this isn't an act on your part, Tariana. And if you want to prove that, convince Marcus to reconcile with Felix. Because while the men respect Marcus, they like Felix. And right now, they're all wondering whose side to take if they split irrevocably.
As if that were so simple. Tariana bit the inside of her cheeks, wishing Servius knew that the source of the conflict wasn't her, but the fact Felix might have betrayed Marcus. And that unless Felix could be proven innocent, the rift between him and Marcus would only grow. But it wasn't her secret to tell. She opened her mouth to say that she'd try, but before she could speak, shouts filled the air. Both of them turned to see a brawl spill out of the mess tent, a crowd swiftly forming as fists flew, and blood.
You have to be joking!
Servius snarled at the men. Then he leveled a finger at Tariana.
Go back to the command tent and wait there until I get this sorted.
Without waiting for a response, he stormed toward the brawl, roaring curses and threatening to crack skulls. Beyond the ruckus, Titus exited the mess tent. Cassius's son paused to watch the men pummeling one another, the very faintest smile of amusement growing on his face. Then he walked away. Tariana watched him go, her skin prickling with unease, because Titus was Cassius's son, and she knew he wanted control, and she didn't think there was much he wouldn't do to achieve command of this mission, even if gaining that control meant ripping the 37th apart from the inside out.